Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the virtues of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, an encouragement to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today's hadith, short hadith, but has a beautiful meaning. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sabqa al-mufarridun, qalu wa mal mufarridun ya Rasulullah. قال الذاكرون الله كثير والذاكرات رواه مسلم. حضرت ابو هريره رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said the مفردون have surpassed others. The مفردون have surpassed others. And before we continue with this hadith, just to understand the background of this hadith, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and Sahaba returning from Makkah Mukarrama to Madinatul Munawwara, and they were at a place called Mount Hamdan. Some of the Sahaba hastily returned home from there, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were now addressing those that were still behind, remaining behind. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned these words that the mufarridun have surpassed others. So mufarridun literally means those that have gone ahead. You got Sahaba that are here at this Mount Hamdan on the return trip, and you got some that already left to go to Madinatul Munawwara. And the outward meaning of this word mufarridun, those that have gone ahead, have surpassed everyone. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was using this occasion, was using this situation to give a message to Sahaba. That outwardly you're seeing something, so that which meets the eye, that meets the eye outwardly. So this is a good example for you to understand. Like how you can understand those that have already gone ahead to Medina, you can perceive, you can understand that they have gone ahead. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking about some other people that have gone ahead, not those that have physically gone ahead as far as reaching Medina is concerned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to use this as an example. So therefore, understanding this background of how beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was using the scenario as an example to illustrate something to Sahaba. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told those Sahaba that were there that the Mufarridun have surpassed others. So the Sahaba asked, who are the Mufarridun? Ulama explained that the fact that they asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are the Mufarridun, understood that they understood that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was trying to explain something, to illustrate something to them. So therefore they asked this question, that who are the Mufarridun, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, the men and women who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. They are the ones that have really gone ahead. Not those that have physically gone ahead, but those that have remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, those men and women who remember Allah ta'ala abundantly, who make dhikr abundantly, these are the people that have gone ahead. So beautifully Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam understood this. In other words, the mufarridun that have surpassed others, in which way these people that make the dhikr, they have surpassed others in gaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in acquiring lofty ranks in the year after, being granted a special bond, a special nisbat between themselves and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it achieves a good condition of the heart. So in that way they have gone ahead. According to Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, those people that are amongst those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly are those who recite the various du'as narrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the time of eating, at the time of sleeping, at the time of waking up, the time of relieving oneself. Amongst those people that remember Allah Ta'ala abundantly are these people who read the du'as, masnoon du'as, at those times. Therefore we explain, it's very important to try and remember these du'as, learn it, and we don't remember it, maybe a small sticker or something at those places where we should be reading these du'as, it will help us to remember them. One other thing as far as giving examples and illustration based on the circumstances are concerned, we find that even our pious, they would often give examples like this. On one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, Rahmatullah Alayhi, was walking in the park with his friends. And then he seen, it was autumn time, there was quite a bit of flowers from the trees that had fallen on the ground. Quite a bit of those flowers. And as they're walking over it, and naturally you trample over it, so he used this opportunity to give an example. He said, you see those, that flower that remains connected to the tree. For the time and the duration that it remains connected to the tree, it blossoms, it gets color in it, it remains fresh. So the moment it thinks itself to be independent, I don't need the tree, I'm actually adding color to the tree, tree needs me, I don't need the tree. So it disconnects itself from the tree and it lies on the floor. For a while it will shine, for a while it will look bright on the floor, but before you know it, it will wither, it will get dry, and the person that's in charge of cleaning will gather all this and he'll dump it into the rubbish dump. He says our example is like that. The moment we think we are independent, independent of taking guidance from somebody, independent of connecting ourselves to the pious, the moment we feel like that, that we know enough and we don't need to refer to any person, it's like disconnecting ourselves from the tree. And now, for a short while we may shine on the ground, but before we know it, because of that disconnection, we will end up drying up, we will lose our luster, lose our color. Before we know it, we will also be fit for the rubbish dump. Therefore, that connection is such an important thing. So long as this flower was connected to the tree, it maintained that color, it maintained that freshness, it maintained that goodness. But when it felt it was independent, this is what happened to it. So this is also our example. So I'm just giving an illustration of how Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also would use the opportunity to give examples and illustration, because this is a very effective way of teaching somebody something. May Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of making zikr abundantly, and Allah Ta'ala give us also the tawfiq of taking lessons from things around us. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.